It's simply a clashing of the flesh. My will be done is the battle cry that is heard there. But alongside the Holy Spirit's ongoing overcoming of that sinful flesh, there is another battle that he brings you to. Our Lord says that the apostles will be put out of the churches, and at that time, those were the synagogues. He says that whoever kills them will think he is offering a service to God, which is to say that the murderers will not come from outside the church, but from within it. You should take notice of this, because you often hear the complaint that the church fights too much, and Christians are surprised that other Christians can behave so badly toward one another. My friends, there will be the usual ongoing sinful thoughts, words, and deeds between Christians, and to this can only be said, repent and believe. Rejection. That is not why they were harassed and killed. It wasn't because of good works either, or mercy works. They were rejected and killed because in the Holy Spirit's creation of his body of believers, he inevitably creates what is known as the church militant, the church that fights for God's truth. That is what militant means. You are the fighting church. Heresies must come. You will have tribulations. Satan brings his most powerful weapons to bear from inside the church. Luther once said, where God builds a church, the devil builds a chapel. Remember that Satan's most effective deception is to dress in sheep's clothing. That's why atheists like Richard Dawkins or Bill Maher or organizations like Wicca are not really that big of a threat. They're obvious. You can see them for what they are. But you are the fighting church, brought to stand firm for God's truth. And so you must fight. You cannot think that you are going to be some utopian church where all Christians teach the same things. We are nice to one another. You need to truly understand that you cannot create Christian unity by forcing yourselves to be nicer. You cannot sacrifice the truth of God's word for the sake of a pretend peace on earth. Christian unity comes by the word of God as a gift of the Holy Spirit when and where he gives it. God will bring the day when you enjoy full Christian unity. In that day, no one will put you out of heaven. And no one will certainly kill you, or slander you, or tell lies about you, or make fun of what you believe, thinking that they're doing a service to God. In that day, you will ask Jesus for nothing, for you will have been transferred to the church triumphant. All heresies and schisms, all vanity and selfishness, all the dividing minds and power struggles will end, but not yet. Now, because God church militant. And the church militant is simply the epitome of her people. That struggle that you have inside yourself, against yourself, as a baptized and forgiven Christian who still abides and struggles with fallen flesh. That is what the church militant knows as an institution. She has two natures, one forgiven and clean, and one sinful and striving against the good. The Lord has told you these things in advance, that you would not be seduced by the lying prophets who cry, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. You are brought to fight. In the first place, because the Word of God is truth, and He brings you to fight for it, because it's important. The confession you make matters. To confess false things about God for any reason, to preach false things about God for the sake of peace or unity, is blasphemy. It is a damnable offense. But you are also brought to fight for God's truth, because false teachings about God mislead your neighbor. They play into the devil's hand. False doctrine undermines the doctrine of Christ. You are brought to contend against these things, not simply because they are error, but because they are dangerous and they are deadly to your neighbor. Because they must be fought against, you must be brought to contend for the truth. You do not hold to doctrine out of some obsessive compulsion to control the world, make people do it your way, where that everything would be neat and tidy. You do not fight or break fellowship because of technicalities or personalities. You are brought to fight for and suffer for the doctrine of God's love in Christ Jesus that creates faith in men and saves them. Thanks be to God for this fighting. For if it wasn't for God bringing the truth to be fought for in the past, you wouldn't be having the truth preached to you right now. It's tiresome, though. Your fallen flesh is weak, and it doesn't want to fight. But isn't that just more proof that it's not you doing the preserving? Another important truth is that the fight is not from where your true peace comes. When you find yourself only focused on the fighting, becoming disheartened, ashamed, or doubting the whole battle, when that happens, look to the objective reality of God's love in Christ Jesus on the cross. Look to where your true peace comes. The question to ask is not, have I been pure enough? Have I been right? Have I fought the perfect fight? The question to ask, did Jesus die on the cross for the sins of the whole world? And am I part of that sinful world which He redeemed? Have I been baptized? Does Jesus love me, and does He forgive me? And the answer, God willing, is yes. your neighbor is receiving that same unadulterated truth. Your peace will never come from men. It will not come from yourselves, nor will it come from a perfect fight for a perfect church. Your peace comes from above. Jesus has died for you, has paid for your sins, has risen from the dead for your justification. He has ascended to the Father to pave your way to heaven. He sends his Holy Spirit to testify to you of all of this through his word and his sacrament. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, if you are made fun of for your staunch doctrinal beliefs, if you are thought to be foolish by your family or friends or co-workers, if you are thought to be bigoted and old-fashioned or stuck in the mud, on your part, Christ is glorified. In your sufferings, Christ is blasphemed through them that mock, but he is glorified through you. You are baptized, you are loved, you are forgiven. And if they put you out of the churches and slander you because you stand for the truth of God's word, then you stand with the holy apostles. Blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Listen, the LCMS might very well hit an iceberg of bad practice that leads to bad doctrine. And it has. Your spouse might leave you. You might be fired. You might lose your retirement. People might think that you are foolish for believing all of God's word. But amidst all of that, the unchanging truth is that Jesus died for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. The Holy Spirit testifies to this truth, and he brings you to bear his truth as your confession of faith. Through you, the Holy Spirit confesses the truth of what only the holy apostles witnessed. Through you, he brings you to fight, not only for the truth of their witness of Christ, but for the truth of all of the inspired Holy Scriptures which testify to him. The Spirit of truth, your helper, is continually battling against your flesh through his law. He has called you by the gospel, enlightened you with his gifts, sanctified and kept you in the true faith. In his doing this, he is overcoming your flesh. And in his bringing you to stand firm in his truth amidst the erroneous world full of false teaching, in his bringing you to belong to the church militant, he brings you to be concerned and to contend for the faith. He is the one doing it. Just as when Elijah thought that he was the last believer on earth, the Lord responded, "I have saved a remnant for myself." The fighting must take place. It may not be pretty, and it will not be perfect. But what the Lord Jesus Christ finished for you is, it is beautiful in your eyes of faith, and it is indeed perfect. Thanks be to God's preservation of it in the past. The Holy Spirit perfectly delivers this truth through his word and sacraments today. His peace. is, it is only because of what Christ Jesus has already won for you, the forgiveness of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.